News, I'm Mike Hempen. Hurricane Debby has made landfall in northern Florida as a Category 1 storm. Senior hurricane specialist John Cangelosi of the National Hurricane Center says the storm could cause catastrophic flooding.
After it passes Florida, the emphasis really shifts from the wind and specifically storm surge to rainfall. It's going to move very slowly across portions of northern Florida and southeastern Georgia and then basically meander near South Carolina.
Debby made landfall in a tiny community of less than 1,000 residents in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast, one of the least populated areas of the state. Nearly 214,000 customers are without power in Florida. Vice President Kamala Harris has a new outreach campaign for GOP voters.
Before a friendly audience of unionized teachers in Houston that just endorsed her, the newly named presidential candidate touched on all their key issues.
We are fighting for the future.
Vice President Kamala Harris promised the American Federation of Teachers and the nation she will work to better the lives of Americans and says Donald Trump and his allies want to take the country backward into a darker time.
Back to tax breaks for billionaires. Donald Trump and his allies want to cut Medicare and Social Security.
While she vows to push for freedom to vote, to thrive, to unionize, and for teachers to be safe in classrooms. The Harris campaign has just over 100 days to maximize her outreach. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Japan's Nikkei Index has had its worst day in decades, dropping more than 12% today, the worst since a nearly 15% decline in 1987. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesma reports Australia has lifted its terror threat level from possible to probable.
The Australian government has elevated the nation's terror threat alert level from possible to probable, citing concerns about increasing radicalization among young people and community tensions over the Israel-Hamas war. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says while government officials think the current climate makes terrorism an increased danger, they don't know of any specific threats.
I want to reassure Australians, probable does not mean inevitable, and it does not mean there is intelligence about an imminent threat or danger.
The government's acting on the advice of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, the nation's main domestic spy agency, known as ASIO. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.